Shame was a very powerful force then, so much though that by the 1970s people were talking about the damage that internalised homophobia could do. And shame continues to do significant harm to gay and lesbian people. Teenage suicides, either due to internal feelings of self-hatred or school bullying, are still statistically much higher with queer teenagers than with straight ones. Listening to this podcast, if you have queer school friends, they need your support. And if you are young and queer, you need to find your own local community and find some friendship there. The LGBTQ rights organisation Stonewall reports in 2010 that 1 in 8 LGBTQ people experienced a hate crime personally that year. Stonewall says, and I'm quoting now, "The crime and incidents experienced vary, with certain groups more or less vulnerable. 17% of victims of homophobic hate crimes experience a physical assault, and the figures double for ethnic minority gay people. 12% of people experience unwanted sexual contact. 88% of homophobic incidents involve some form of harassment." Stonewall says, "Bullying motivated by hostility or prejudice based on a person's actual or perceived sexual orientation can be considered to constitute hate incidents. Young LGB people report high levels of homophobic bullying, and evidence suggests that it may be becoming more of a problem than previously, though data on trends is not available. 65% of LGB young people aged 18 and under experienced homophobic bullying in schools. Some of those experiences were crimes, including death threats and serious physical assaults." So this is from Stonewall's research called the School Report in 2007. So you can see from this rather disturbing quote, that being lesbian or gay in Britain today is still problematic. You can see in the short description I've just given you above where modern stereotypes come from, about homosexuals being narcissistic, ill, selfish, duplicitous, fraudulent, immature, criminal, mentally unstable and unnatural. You can see where those ideas are coming from and that they're very old ideas. This is why the idea of pride is so essential to LGBTQ communities, to demonstrate that shame and hatred have to be resisted, and to be most effective, collective resistance is making strong communities and new positive images. This is the reason why the word gay was used as a deliberate strategy to refuse to be ashamed and to be victims.